Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. August 16th, 2022. It's a Tuesday. Here are three big things you need to know. One, the so-called Inflation Reduction Act will be signed into law by President Biden today. Democrats pushed the bill through the House late last week, just days after it narrowly passed the Senate. The White House says, hey, it'll lower prescription drug prices, fight climate change, reduce the deficit. We know not all that is true, and I also know it'll hit you in the pocketbook for sure. Two, the boil water advisory for seven communities in Metro Detroit will last for at least 2 weeks. There are 133,000 people impacted by a water main break in Port Huron near the Great Lakes Water Authority's St. Clair County Water Treatment Facility. A new piece of the 120-inch pipe has arrived for crews to begin those repairs. And number three, big day today for three high-profile Republicans as Alaska and Wyoming hold primary elections today. Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney expected to lose her GOP primary against attorney Harriet Hagman, who has former President Trump's endorsement. In Alaska, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski facing a Trump-supported primary challenger after she voted to convict the former president in his second impeachment trial. Results, well, later tonight. That's where we begin this Tuesday, August 16th, all across the great state of Michigan. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Always a privilege and pleasure to be sitting in. Steve gone all week. You've got me all the way up until Friday as we bring you into the weekend. The weekend is a few days off. I don't want to get you too excited about things, but it's there in the distance. And as I alluded to yesterday, these full weeks when I'm in for Steve, the weeks go like that. I mean, they are here and they are gone because I am going nonstop, whether it's hosting or preparing to host this show or doing my other duties here at Hillsdale or getting home and helping with dinner and helping with the kids and going to bed early. This week will be over in the blink of an eye. Coming up on today's program, Ambassador Francis Rooney in Hour 1. He is former U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See and also a former congressman as well. Hour 2, Dr. Curry Myers. We'll talk with Richard Stern from the Heritage Foundation about what the so-called Inflation Reduction Act will do to you. Mark W. Smith, a Second Amendment expert. Apparently, there's also impact from the so-called Inflation Adjustment Act on Second Amendment rights and guns. We'll talk with him. An update in Hour 3 on Let MI Kids Learn, the petition drive to enact a tax credit scholarship program across the state. And State Representative Andrew Fink will join us as well here in Hour number 3. He's helped to introduce a bill that would ban sanctuary cities in Michigan. We'll talk with him about that and more on today's program. If you're new listeners every single day to the Steve Gruber Show, my name is Scott Bertram. I am a frequent fill-in guest for Steve when he is unavailable or just ill or on vacation or not here. I sit in and help him out and hopefully inform and entertain you for 3 hours each and every day here on the campus of Hillsdale College, where I serve as a lecturer in journalism, which means I teach down here. And that starts again next week as students return to campus. And I also am the general manager of the award-winning student radio station here, WRFH, which has won both state awards through the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and some national awards through CBI and IBS. We do a pretty good job down here. Here at Hillsdale, and the students, it's all about the students who we have about 35, 40 students usually involved with the radio station, with audio programs during the course of a semester, and they're fantastic. I just sort of push them and mold them and shape them in the right directions. They do the work down here. I'm also the host of the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine radio stations on the weekends and also available in podcast form. We are closing in on 2.25 million downloads since launch on that program. Very proud of how far we've come from literally zero to that number in just a couple of years. We try to bring you as close to Hillsdale as we can without you being, well, physically here on campus. We are kind of in the middle of nowhere here in South Central Michigan. And so the things we're talking about, thinking about, debating, arguing about, and also our guests that we have here on campus or at the Kirby Center in Washington, D.C., or at many of our lecture series across the country, that's what we try to bring you on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. I host the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast, which is about, yes, classical education, and also host Political Beats for National Review and elsewhere. Patreon.com/politicalbeats. We do some bonus episodes and some goodies for those who help support us through Patreon. New episode on Mott the Hoople out yesterday, and we are tackling Willie Nelson next as we walk through an artist's great career and music with a guest from the world of politics. That is on Political Beats, again, wherever you find your fine podcast. So I'm busy. I write a bit too, although mostly involved on the audio side of things. So you can hear my voice in many, many places. This story here, I held over from yesterday. You may have heard about it in a few corners. The Atlantic has published, they've published two really weird stories where they say the rosary is the new sign of white supremacy or something along those lines. That's ridiculous in and of itself. They have this other piece by Caitlin Tiffany called The Right's New Boogeyman. And essentially, all this piece says is that, as you well know, as Steve has talked about, as I've talked about what I've filled in, we have had dozens of attacks nationwide on pregnancy resource centers, on pro-life centers across the country, some vandalized, some firebombed. I mean, it's across the spectrum when you talk about vandalism, from spray paint to smashed windows, again, to places being set on fire. This has been happening across the country over the past couple of months, especially in the wake of the Dobbs decision and just before the Dobbs ruling was released by the Supreme Court. And this piece of The Atlantic essentially says, well, here, I'll read a bit. A mysterious pro-choice group called Jane's Revenge has drawn attention to itself in recent months with a short series of strongly worded communiques promising violence. That, of course, there was violence. Said, we are in your city, we are in every city. Medical imperialism will not face a passive enemy. The story continues. Right-wing media outlets have provided ample coverage of this new threat, and anti-abortion politicians have demanded government action to address it. But the group's practical significance remains in question. Just how meaningful is Jane's Revenge? Well, right here in the story it says, it's taking credit for incidents of vandalism and property destruction in 16 cities across the U.S., including firebombings of a pro-life medical office in Buffalo and the offices of a Christian lobbying group in Madison, Wisconsin. So I guess she answered her own question. How meaningful are they? Well, they're vandalizing and burning pro-life outlets across the country. And the entire point of this piece is simply to say conservatives, pro-life activists are noticing these attacks and commenting on them. And how dare they? That's literally it. There's no denying that these dozens of attacks have occurred. There's no call for pro-abortion forces to sort of marshal and say, we don't support this kind of violence. We don't support this kind of destruction, this kind of these firebombings. Nothing like that. It's simply the old canard or the old axiom. The story is never the story. The story is Republicans' reaction to the story. So the story here is not the firebombings, the destruction, and vandalism. It's how Republicans and pro-lifers are responding to the vandalism and destruction and firebombings, politically motivated firebombings across the country. Just a ridiculous piece. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. Thegrindscore.com. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.